Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Arts Council member Debbie Menning about their annual dinner fundraiser happening this Friday, their membership drive, and free kids activities. Coming up is an annual fundraiser for the Guthrie County Arts Council, and how are plans coming up for that?
Well, the response has been terrific. We've sold lots of tickets. In fact, if people are wanting to come to that event, they need to call Art on State right away because we are very close to being sold out. As you said, it is our annual fundraiser, and our volunteer member, Nancy Van Meter, has again done an awesome job just preparing a wonderful evening for people right here in Guthrie County. The evening begins with wine and chocolate tasting at Art on State from 5 to 6 p.m., and then we have dinner served across the street at Cabbage Rose Restaurant, where we partner with Dave and Marlene Lake, the restaurant owners, who just do a fabulous job for us with the menu and the entire evening. And then the dinner is followed by a concert featuring rock and roll trio Close Enough from Harlan, Iowa. They're brought back this year by popular demand. We had them last year, and everyone loved them so much they said, get them back. And so we did.
Is this their second year performing here?
Yes, this will be the second year. They feature some just amazing musicians. Rick Dolzer is the drummer. Keyboard and bass player is Steve Lawson. And on guitar and vocals, we have Bob Fields, who is a member of Iowa's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with four different bands. So very quality entertainment.
How many years do you think this makes for the annual dinner?
I think it's five or six, maybe. We've had some really, really good events through the years.
What do you think has continued the success of it? Why people enjoy coming out to this dinner?
It's just such a relaxing evening with friends. It begins here at the store with wine and chocolate tasting at 5 o'clock. And then when we move to the restaurant, we can always count on the great food there. And then the rock and roll just has been really popular. We just love to watch people sing along, tap their feet, just smile for the whole evening. Just brings back lots of memories for the audience.
Can you ballpark how much of the annual budget this dinner really helps build for the Arts Council?
I would estimate it might be a fourth to a third of the annual budget. Of course, we have our membership drive, which we're working on right now for 2020. That's a big part of it. We have been fortunate enough to receive some grants through the years, including from the Iowa Arts Council. And then Art on State, our retail outlet, is close to becoming self-sustaining. In other words, what we are bringing in from sales, we are able to then pay for most of our expenses here.
Continuing on that thread, the annual membership drive, how much does it cost to become a member?
Dues are $35 annually and can be paid at or mailed to Art on State, 320 State Street in Guthrie Center. 2019, we had a record number of members, and we plan to exceed that for 2020.
And what was the record amount?
I believe it was 123 members.
And what benefits do members get for being a part of the council?
They are able to apply to display and or sell their work at Art on State or at Art in the Village, which is our annual art festival on the first Saturday in June at the Historical Village in Panora. They support our projects, and we had some amazing projects for 2019, and we have even more for 2020. We sponsor art festivals. We operate our retail outlet, Art on State. We offer classes for adults. We had a number of make-and-take activities for kids and adults of all ages. We partnered with the Guthrie County Fair Board for art activities at the new art hall. We partnered with the local elementary school for their STEAM Day. And of course, our mission is to support the talents and efforts of a group of diverse artists in our county and also share additional cultural events with the public. So that was 2019, and I just know that what we have online for 2020 will be even bigger and better.
Do members have the opportunity to voice their desires or their thoughts as far as planning events or projects for the council to be a part of year to year?
Definitely. We meet once a month, the second Tuesday of every month here at Art on State at 6:30, and we also have a suggestion box on the desk here for people to drop ideas. Of course, we have such a great group of volunteers and officers. They're always open to new ideas.
Have you recently elected new officers?
Let's see. Curious. I think we did that in September or October. Jen Hewitt is our president. Pat Slyster is our vice president. Judy Avey is the treasurer. And Nancy Van Meter is the secretary. Then we have some other committee people. For example, Phyllis Wakefield is the store coordinator here at Ardon State.
And, of course, you serve as a wonderful spokesperson, I'll just say, for the Arts Council.
Well, it's my pleasure.
So you mentioned briefly earlier make and take activities. Can you share more about what's going on with that?
Definitely. Again, another one of our wonderful volunteer coordinators, Kathy Ballard, has a full slate of make and take activities. These are Saturday activities for kids. And it's just a great opportunity to bring kids into the store, to get them involved in some sort of a creative activity, especially when maybe it's too cold to play outside or we've kind of run out of things to do in the winter. Parents can just come in and sit and relax and enjoy the atmosphere here at the store while the kids are doing their projects. The projects take about 30 minutes to complete. Kids can drop in between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when we're open on Saturday. We also have snacks. That's always a big hit. On February 8th, kids can make and take Valentine doorknob knockers with volunteer Judy Zimmerline. On the 22nd, we have a St. Patrick's Day gnome that our kids will be making with volunteer Jen Hewitt, and it looks like on the 21st of March, there'll be a make and take book activity. So our volunteers, I just can't say enough about them. They're so generous with their time and talent.
As we're getting close to Valentine's Day, what does Ardon State offer for anybody maybe looking for something for a special someone?
We have lots of great Valentine gifts. You can stop in the store and browse. We have several tables of just Valentine items. And then, of course, we have jewelry, we have candy, we have wine, we have flower arrangements. So there are just lots of choices here. And if you follow us on Facebook, we always put our new merchandise, pictures of our new merchandise on there. And so that's another good way to browse what's available here in the store.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Arts Council member Debbie Menning about their annual dinner fundraiser happening this Friday, their membership drive, and free kids activities. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.